The NBA had its All-Star game, and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum showed out. We're going to talk about it right now on this Monday Locked On Celtics. Millie, let's go. Rain and Jay's back with the vengeance at all the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Melly. Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine. I'm John Corrales. I host this show on a Monday through Friday basis. If you're new, that's what you're going to get, a Monday through Friday show. I also cover the Boston Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. If you use the promo code Corrales, you're going to get $5 off an annual subscription. That brings the annual price down to less than $3 a month. For not just my Boston Celtics coverage, but for all Boston sports coverage, if you're interested. And if you're not interested in that, just the Celtics coverage, I think less than $3 a month, I think it's worth it. I also have written a book, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, an appropriate book, I think, for this time. Go to wherever you buy your books to find my book and buy it. I would appreciate it if you do. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum participated in All-Star Weekend, the three-point shootout, the game. It was kind of, in a lot of ways, a microcosm of the season. I think that this Sunday was, just like the rest of the season, a kind of you take too much of what you're trying to do, you pack it into a very short amount of time. That's the season. That's this Sunday. You take a skills challenge, a three-point shootout, a dunk contest, and an all-star game that you normally spread over 2 days, and you say, we're going to cram this into about 6 hours worth of stuff. On top of like video tributes and musical interludes and all of that stuff, and it's a very NBA thing to put on, I think. Like, it's a very 2020/21 NBA thing to do. You cram too much in too short amount of time, and this is what you get. By the way, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON20, and you'll get 20% off your next order. So let's start with the kind of sidebar stuff, because in this show I'll do the competition stuff and then the game and then just some other thoughts on Jaylen and Jason in the third segment. Let's knock this other stuff out. The skills challenge, it's broken. And I'm going to put this on Boston Sports Journal. I'll do this in depth on Boston Sports Journal, but basically, the skills challenge is not something you can do live. This is like a sitcom. You ever watch a sitcom try to do a live episode and you're like, oh, this is not what I'd hoped for? You know, like, I'm an old. Maybe you're a young person. I'm an old. I remember a show like 30 Rock that did a live episode, which is basically a Saturday Night Live episode. And it was just nowhere near as good as a pre-produced 30 Rock episode. They did a good job with it live. It was okay. But really, the pre-produced, edited, scripted, all of that episode was so much better. This is how I view the skills challenge. And so, again, I'll put it into greater detail on Boston Sports Journal, but I think what you do is, and they couldn't do it this year. This year's an aberration, but I think what you do is you take the skills challenge, you do it on Friday. and you actually make it a real skills challenge. So the dribbling involves certain, like, you can do the pylon thing, but the pylon thing is one part of the competition. It doesn't lead into anything else. But at each pylon, at each station, there's another dribble move that you have to do. And so you go up and down the court, and you can do the four pylons. You can do four up and four back. And each move does a different, each pylon does a different move. I think at one point you've got to do the sham god. I think you've got to do like a bunch of different dribble moves, time it, and then at the end, like, it's done. That's one part of the skills competition. So on Friday, you take your five, six, however many skilled players, you do that. Okay, you do it. Done. You time it. Whatever. Then you move on to the next thing. You take a break. You set up the court. You have like a moving target sort of thing. And then in that moving target sort of thing, you basically set everybody up behind a curtain, drop the curtain, boom, moving targets, hit the moving targets. You've got a certain amount of time, a certain amount of targets. The furthest targets are more points. And you set it up where if you do it faster, you get more points. And that takes time to do. But again, this is all on Friday. It's all being pre-taped. This is a pre-taped thing. You do the competition, and that's whatever. You accumulate your points if you hit all your targets. You get a multiplier if you do it faster. And then you move on to like a shooting competition. Because dribble, pass, shoot. It's like the NBA's version of pump, pass, kick. So you do all of that. Then you move on to the shooting competition. You do some sort of full court shooting thing where you got to dribble up and do a layup. Then you dribble back down, do a floater, dribble back down, do a mid-range jumper, dribble back down, do a three-pointer, and then dribble up, take a half-court shot. Five shots up and down, full court. Takes a lot of skill because that's going to take a lot of wind out of you. And whatever. First shot is one. Second shot is two. Maybe the half court shot is worth six or whatever. But like, you go up and down, and you pre-tape all of this. And then you calculate the scores based on overall points and multipliers and blah, 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 blah. Keep it a secret, which you can very easily do. Put it through the editing process. And then on Saturday, when you do the whole skills competition, you say, okay, here's the skills competition. And it's a 15-minute package or whatever. You do segment one, take a break, do your commercials. Segment two, the winners, whatever, that second part of it, take a commercial, come back, reveal the big winner. That winner comes out, does the trophy thing, boom, done. Everybody in the arena gets to watch the whole thing on the scoreboard. It doesn't matter if their eyes are going to be trained on something, either on the floor or on the scoreboard. And if they don't know the results, it doesn't matter. They're going to get invested in all of this. Just do it that way. This way you can put everybody through the skills competition and have it be done. So that's my opinion. That's how you fix the skills competition. Three-point shootout, I thought these guys did a great job. I thought Jaylen Brown, he said that he didn't hear them say go in that first, and you can see that he had a delay. I was wrong. I thought Jaylen Brown was going to be the better of him and Jason Tatum, but I didn't take into account the kind of newbie factor, which I probably should have. Jaylen Brown was a little bit nervous. He shot 17 in his first rack, which was respectable. It was okay. Nothing, it's not a great number, but it's not a number that makes you think, oh, he's going to absolutely be eliminated right away. But I thought Jaylen Brown seemed a little nervous. He had that moment at the top of the key where he was basically, I don't know, he was basically fouled by the rack. somehow he was fouled by a stationary piece of metal that broke at the top of the key. I was 100% sure that he was going to put his money ball rack at the top, like above the break, which he did. Where he put it on the right side, I thought was very, very much a Jaylen Brown spot to put it. It does give you a little bit of insight into where he thinks his best shooting area is. But I thought Jaylen Brown did fine. I thought Jason Tatum's first round was really, really good. And then I think there was something, too, they were saying on the broadcast. I think it was Reggie Miller. Of all people, Reggie Miller made a good point. He was like, Steph Curry had such a good first round that he put a lot of pressure on the second round guys. And I think Tatum kind of just had a bad second round. Like, he was like, I gotta be perfect. And he did the opposite of that. Steph Curry was just insane. Insane. His shooting was ridiculous. And winning that contest on a last second shot, it's so Steph. Coming up and blowing that whole first rack. And then hitting the two long balls, the Gatorade green balls, which people are making fun of. I don't care about that. Put those shots out further. It's fine. Like, I understand, like, Mountain Dew wants to get involved somehow. Okay, so you put two longer shots out there. Fine, I don't care about that. Hit those, they're worth a little extra. Fine. But he cut it down to the wire, and I thought he, you know, obviously, I didn't think Steph was going to lose that contest. And then skipping ahead to the dunk contest is broken. And frankly, I don't think the dunk contest should be the marquee contest anymore. It's the three-pointer is the thing in the NBA. Make the three-point contest. Enhance the three-point contest if you want, but make the three-point contest the marquee matchup. Event of the night. Don't make the dunk contest the marquee event of the night, because we've seen all of these dunks before. Nobody's doing anything different. Nobody's doing anything original. Until you can come up with something absolutely ridiculously original, then the three-point contest is the marquee event. Make the three-point contest the marquee event, and just let us enjoy what the NBA is right now, which is shooting. And I'll get to it in the All-Star game. These guys were pulling up from half court. The game ended on a half court shot, like a legit pull up jumper, not a heave 3-point shot. So let's make the 3-point shootout the thing and make the dunk contest something, I don't know, different. I'll come back. I'll talk about the game. I'll talk more about Jaylen and Jason in the game. That's coming up in the next segment. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. You can bet on NBA, in-game NBA stuff, college basketball, March Madness is coming around the corner. NHL, baseball is in spring training, so you'll have that to bet on. Non-sports stuff like award shows, TV shows, reality TV, it's all available on Bet Online. They've got updated odds, props on anything you can imagine. News, scores, odds, all of that stuff. Head to the website, use your mobile device, doesn't matter. It's all free to sign up, and you're going to get a 50% welcome bonus using the promo code LOCKEDON. Whatever you deposit, $100, $50 welcome bonus, $200, $100 welcome bonus. You get the idea. 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag. Your online sports experts. Please gamble responsibly.
Be sure to follow our social channels, LO Celtics on Twitter and Locked On Celtics on Instagram.
If you want all of your sports news in one very easy, short podcast, subscribe to Locked On Today. On today's podcast, Selection Sunday is a week away, and there will be a number of ACC teams that are left out of the tournament. What went wrong in the ACC this season. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. So Team LeBron actually beat the Team Durant 170-150 in this All-Star game, powered by a 60-point second quarter that was very much driven by Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. Those were two very good selections by LeBron James. Giannis was the MVP, 35 points on a perfect 16 of 16 shooting. 32 points for Dame Lillard, who hit the game-winning half-court shot. 28 points for Steph Curry on 10 of 19 shooting. And then 22 points by Jaylen Brown, who was the fourth leading scorer. 22 points, 8 of 12, 5 of 7 from 3. Only 1 of 3 from the line, though. 5 rebounds, an assist, a couple of steals. Early on, he was like hunting the steals. Very rookie NBA all-star kind of guy. Like, ooh, let me hunt a couple of steals here. Like, who gets steals in the NBA? In the all-star game. But he did. On the other side, Jason Tatum had 21 points. So for Team Durant, it was Bradley Beal who led the Durant squad with 26 points. Kyrie had 24. Tatum and James Harden had 21 each. 15 for Donovan Mitchell, 13 for Zach LaVine, 10 for Zion Williamson. So Team Durant never really could get it going. Obviously, when you don't have Kevin Durant to supplement everything, that changes things. LeBron only played 13 minutes in this game. He didn't care. He didn't play in the second half. He was just happy to just be out there, get a couple of dunks, move on, blah, 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 blah. So from the Celtics perspective, I thought, you know, Tatum came into this saying, like, I only scored, I think it was 6 points last year. I want to score more every year. So he really set the bar pretty high. He scored 21 in this game. He did have 7 assists, which is nice. He had 4 steals, which is nice. And here's a fun stat, really honestly a fun stat. In a and who gives a shit about plus minus in All-Star games, but in a 20-point loss, Jason Tatum was the only plus in on Team Durant. He was a plus 7. It's the most meaningless stat, but it's just a funny thing to mention that Tatum was a plus 7 and the only plus player on Team Durant in a 20-point loss, which is interesting. So, I mean, okay, it's not interesting necessarily, but it's funny. So Tatum did all right. He was fine. Jaylen Brown had his moments, and I thought this is just a big deal for Jaylen Brown. And when you hear about Jaylen Brown talking about what this All-Star game meant for him, and look, you got to take into account, this is not a regular All-Star weekend, but he was able to go out there and shoot and score. I tweeted out, I thought it was funny, that he wasn't here to pass. He went out there and shot the ball and scored a bunch and really got to feel like, I asked him if he felt like he belonged, and he said, I always felt like I belonged. But then he went into a whole thing about, like, yeah, I felt like I belonged, but I realized how great everybody around me is. And I thought that that was an interesting kind of commentary on, yeah, he felt like he belonged, but he says, when I got hot there, Steph was the main person who was cheering for me. I shot one from the logo. It didn't go in, and Steph said that he liked it. And I said, man, I thought it was you for a second. And he started laughing. And that to me, look, Jaylen is 24. Steph is, what, 33? And that 7 year difference is a big deal, because 7 years before Steph Curry was a rookie, or 7 years before Steph Curry became Steph Curry, Jaylen Brown was not in the NBA, and he was looking at the NBA as his goal, and he saw Steph Curry being Steph Curry, and he was like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, that stuff, I mentioned this in other podcasts before, that stuff is super important. And for Jaylen Brown to get out there and experience that. And here's the other quote from Jaylen Brown. Steph and Dame, I know they didn't win MVP, but some of the stuff they were doing out there was just unreal. Shooting from the logo with that much ease and with that much skill just makes me so much hungrier to get in the gym and continue to work on my game. Like, Jesus Christ, these dudes are extremely talented and extremely good at the game of basketball, and I still have a long way to go. And that's something that you want your young star to understand. Jaylen Brown is out there just in awe of, like, Steph and Dame are at a different level. Jaylen Brown is at a high level. Dame, Steph, at different levels. Those guys are out there just doing things that you're just like, what? 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 Pulling up from half court and just taking a regular ass jumper. Like, not just shooting. That's a half court shot. That is a half court shot. That's supposed to take more than the effort that these guys are showing. That's supposed to be like a heave. And these guys are just pulling up and shooting regular jumpers. It blows my mind. And Jaylen Brown is sitting there like, wow. Wow. You all are just, wow. Like, Jaylen Brown thinks, like, he comes into this like, I'm an all-star. I'm hot shit. And then he sees Steph and Dame go out there and do what they do, and he's like, oh my God, I have so much further to go before I'm actually hot shit. That's actually pretty good. You kind of want that for your young star. To be out there and watching those guys do that, he's like, damn, I got to get out there. I got to get into the gym. You know? That's like a dude who goes to the gym and lifts. Like, if you go to the gym and there's like a big dude, a jack dude, and you're like, wow, yeah, you're a big dude. And he's like, yeah, I'm big. And then he goes to a bodybuilding competition and goes, wow, well, I'm not like those guys. I got a lot more work to do. That is what I think this whole thing has been for Jaylen Brown. So I appreciate the fact that he's actually able to internalize what all of this stuff is. Up next, a couple other thoughts, including Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, kind of guarding each other or that matchup there. I thought that was an interesting dynamic between those two. I've been telling you about Built Bar forever, right? Like, you guys know, I spend my own money on this. People have tweeted at me and said, hey, I'm buying Built Bar because you're buying Built Bar. Like, I really appreciate that. It is the best tasting protein bar on the market. I've been telling you this for a while. What they're doing now is a thing called Built Bar Madness. They're doing a bracket. If you go to builtbar.com, you're going to see right in the front, Built Bar Bracket 2021, the sweetest game around. And the question is, will your favorite flavor win? Have you picked out a favorite flavor? You got to go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON20. You're going to get 20% off your next order. Get the mixed box. That's going to give you all of the flavors. I'm not telling you to buy a ton of boxes. I'm not telling you to spend $200. Buy one box. Get the mixed box. Use the promo code LOCKEDON20. You're going to get 20% off. Then when you pick out your favorite flavors, what your number one seeds are for this bracket, you can go back, use the promo code LOCKEDON20. You're going to get 20% off your next order. So go to BuiltBar.com. Not only are you going to order your Built Bars, but check out today's matchup, which is Apple Almond Crisp versus Churro Puff. And matchup two is Peanut Butter Brownie versus Raspberry. I'm looking at, I mean, Churro Puff sounds good, but I'm going Apple Almond Crisp sounds great, and Peanut Butter Brownie. Anything peanut butter, I'm voting for. But go to BuiltBar.com, check it out, vote for your favorites, and buy that mixed box, check them out, and you'll know which ones to vote for. Use that promo code LOCKEDON20, you're going to get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com.
Make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Celtics wherever you get podcasts, or follow us on Spotify.
Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, all of these guys are going to be the future of the NBA, but how much do you really know about these potential stars of tomorrow? If you want to know more, just subscribe to the Locked On NBA Draft Podcast. Prospect scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, full coverage of March Madness, 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you found this podcast. Final thoughts here on the All-Star Game, which was just a big mash of stuff crammed into basically 6 hours. It's very much a microcosm of the NBA. We had some great moments tucked into a wild night of, like, is this still happening? Like, why did, after the third quarter, did they have a musical interlude by some dude that I never heard about because I'm an old, but maybe you heard about, but it doesn't matter, because why are you playing a music video at the end of the third quarter? Just play the damn game. And this is where we are with the NBA. Just keep going. I don't need to jam more stuff into this bag. Anyway, there were good moments. There were good moments. I thought the end of the second quarter was maybe the best moment. Chris Paul out of bounds play to Steph Curry for an alley-oop dunk. And then Steph Curry next time down to Chris Paul for an alley-oop dunk, and then Damian Lillard for a half-court three, and then Steph Curry for a half-court three. Wow. That stretch was super damn fun. Like, I was laughing my ass off at how amazing that was. Sitting here clapping in my chair. That stretch was just awesome. Also awesome, I think, was the Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum matchup. It's something I want to talk about because I've been having debates with people about how much Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum really like each other. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think the answer is somewhere above sports talk radio's desire to be like, these guys don't like each other. And the ardent Celtics fans' belief that these guys are having dinner at each other's place every night. Like, there's somewhere in between that these guys exist. But I'll tell you what, this is what I see. Jaylen Brown got the ball and Jason Tatum was guarding him. And I look at the tiniest little details. I look at the littlest mannerisms. Because here's my thought process. Any person can, with time, center him or herself and create some sort of narrative and performance to say whatever, right? If you told this person to say, you've got to pretend that you like that person. Person A has to pretend to like person B. Well, with enough time, person A can make a compelling performance and have that work. But in the moment, there's an immediate reaction, right? So what's the immediate reaction? Jalen gets the ball. What's Jason Tatum's immediate reaction? His immediate reaction is, all right, let's go. Big demonstrative slap on the floor. Let's go. I look at that little moment, that brief snapshot. That big demonstrative slap on the floor. Come on, let's go. Is, to me, a fun moment. That is, when I think about me and my friends, me and my old teammates, if we were on opposite teams, how would I react? My buddy Gabe, my buddy Ken, two of my best friends. When I think about former basketball players, guys I played with at Emerson, if we were to play somehow in a league against each other, if I were to see either of them, how would I react? And I'll tell you what, that big demonstrative slap on the floor, like, come on, give it to me, baby. That's how I'd react. And I'll tell you what, there are a couple people that I won't name that Gabe and Ken know, one person. If I were facing a person that I didn't like, a teammate of mine that I didn't like, I know how I would react. And it wouldn't be that big demonstrative slap. It would be a little bit more intense. It would be a little bit more like, yeah, here we are. Here's our stage. Let me just show you something. I can play it off. This is the thought process. I don't like you. So I'm going to lock you up. And then I'm going to play it off after I lock you up. But I'll tell you what, in this moment, I'm going to lock you the F up. But when you look at this moment, there's Jalen getting ready to attack Jason Tatum. Tatum does that big slap, and you look at all the pictures, and Tatum is smiling. He's like, come on. If I didn't like the person that was ahead of me, I wouldn't be smiling. That's for damn sure. Those little things, those little moments, that tells me, I think, more than anything anybody can say. And then after the game where Jalen was like, oh yeah, he fouled me. Oh yeah, he totally fouled me. And Tatum was like, no, I didn't foul him at all. He just got that call because he's in Atlanta. He's from Georgia. Like, that kind of stuff is the fun kind of back and forth. Do I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are hanging out every night and doing whatever it is, like playing board games? Like, no. No. Because they're adults and they have different lives and they're actually different people. And Tatum's got a kid who, by the way, when the hell did Deuce become like 6 feet tall? He's 3. I made the joke about Jason Tatum. Like, there's a Twitter video that I retweeted that said I didn't realize Jason Tatum was this close to Jalen Brunson. Part of it is because Jalen Brunson was the shortest person I can think of, because Deuce is that damn tall and he kind of looks like Jalen Brunson right now. But that's a side note. But Tatum lives with his mom, or his mom's in that same house, and he's got a son who's like 3. And Jalen lives with his grandfather. And they're, you know, I'm not expecting these guys to be like best friends. Let's hang out and go to the movies and be like, I don't know, who are famous friends on TV? Seinfeld and like Jerry and George Costanza. Like, that is that? I don't know. That's probably a bad example. A lot of you probably don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyway, I look at these moments on the floor because people always want to bring this up between Jalen and Jason. I see this moment in this game and I'm like, man, these guys are really enjoying each other. It makes me feel, from a Celtics perspective, good about how this is going. If they're faking this, then goddamn, they're good actors. They are good actors. I don't think they're faking it. I've had debates with people about it. I think that they will have their evidence, but I really try to find the tiniest little thing that tells me more than the big kind of production thing. These little moments, these little in the moment type of things, I think tell me more than anything. And I think that Brown versus Tatum moment was kind of cool. I look at that and I think that is the kind of moment that I would have had with a friend of mine if I was in that situation. If I was lucky enough to play in an all-star game against a friend of mine, I can see that going that same way. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. If it didn't go, if it wasn't that same way, if it was like adversarial, I would have come on here and told you, this looks adversarial, but there's nothing here that does. So that's my take on All-Star weekend / day / actually really 6 hours. It's a weird season and it's kind of funny to think that this podcast is coming out on March 8th, and March 8th, 2020 was, I was planning to go to Indiana, which was the last game of the non-bubble regular season. It's kind of funny how far we've gone in the past year. But here we are, and this game was what it was. This day was what it was. And this is my take on it, so I hope you enjoyed it. If you are a new listener and you're still here, I hope you enjoy it enough to subscribe. If you are a regular listener, I hope you have written a good review and given it a 5-star rating. And I also hope that you have shared the podcast and told your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Thank you for making Locked On Celtics the number one Boston Celtics podcast on the planet.